Usually, when you want to go to the mall, you drive to the mall. You park your car, and then you drive home when you're done. Well, a new shopping area in downtown Los Angeles called The Block wants to make it easy to get there by public transportation, by train. Its managers this week opened a pedestrian passageway that connects directly to the busy 7th Street Metro Center station downtown. And KCRW's Francis Anderton thinks this marks a shift in how retailers are viewing public transportation in L.A. And she joins me now for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Steve.
How exactly does this mark a shift, as it were, in how retailers are thinking about the ever-expanding public transit system in Los Angeles?
Well, until recently in Los Angeles, it's sad to say that transit riders were generally perceived as poor. So stores and shopping centers, which were planned to attract car drivers, did not particularly reach out through their planning to folks using the bus. The big shift is that retailers are now understanding that transit users can be basically a commuting population that they want to welcome into their stores. So when Wayne Rakovich bought the old Macy's Plaza that was designed in the early 70s, it was, as he and the architect Alan Pullman called it, a fortress cut off from the surrounding streets, accessed only from its parking structure. They decided to crack this open. In fact, how about we hear from Wayne Rakovich, the developer?
There was a concrete wall that had been constructed when the original station was built, and it's been here since that time. And there was always a hope that there would be an opening here, but the prior property owners didn't want it. We did, so we knocked the damn thing down.
They knocked it down. So this is a new, old pedestrian passageway, right?
Yeah, this is exactly that. This is quite interesting. Metro had actually planned this opening way back in the late 80s when they were starting to plan the whole transit system that we're now seeing come to kind of real, but to start to blossom now. And they had put in knockout panels in readiness for making this connection to the store. But until Wayne Rakovich bought the building, the prior owners of Macy's Plaza had not wanted it open. So in fact, yesterday, with great fanfare, a bunch of guys in suits from Metro and Wayne took out their little wooden hammers and they banged away at a bunch of foam panels that were put there to make a kind of spectacle of reopening this passageway.
This is so interesting to me, Francis, because when you look at public transportation, and I was talking about this in the newsroom earlier today when we were talking about this story and how Los Angeles and New York are very different places, right? And you wouldn't develop, like there are transit stops all over Manhattan, right? And there's retail nearby. That hasn't been the case in LA, but it'll never be like New York, but this rethinking is taking place.
Totally. And it is taking us right back, to that kind of convergence that you get in New York of businesses, offices, retail, eateries, intersecting with transit and pedestrians. And as Alan Pullman, the architect of this retrofit of the Macy's Plaza, pointed out, back in the day, back in the late 19th century, LA's downtown was considered the best in the West, and it was very similar to downtowns in the Midwest and on the East Coast. And it would have continued to go in that direction had LA not, in its post-war years, just suburbanized in the way that we all know, had the car not come into total dominance as it did. So it's a bit of a back to the future moment. And Wayne Rakovich, whose first property that he bought in downtown LA was the Oviatt in 1977, he was very sort of prescient, or at least took risks on the future. He, I guess, sort of sensed perhaps where things might be going, that downtown was ultimately going to revive. And this project, this opening up of this passageway, is kind of a symbolic marking of this change.
We'll see if it's replicated in other places across Los Angeles. Francis Anderton, DNA on ATC. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Steve.